Hello, ladies and gentlemen that are here. Welcome to CEO School Experience. Can everyone hear me okay? Give me a thumbs up that we are live and we are here. And I want to know where you're tuning in from. I want to know what your business is, your name, your ideas. Drop a hi, hello in the chat for me, please, so that I can say hi. As part of the CEO School Experience, all of it that we're going to present today is going to be on scalability. Each and every single workshop that we have dedicated to this week can be a standalone workshop. That is how we've designed it. So if you're new here today on day two of the CEO School Experience, don't fret if you didn't get a chance to watch the episode from yesterday or catch the live. We do have replays, but today can be completely standalone for your business. So you are definitely in the right spot here today. I'm your host, Sanira Madani, and welcome, welcome, welcome to day two of the CEO School Experience. I am so excited to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is scalability. We're going to deep dive into some background onto why scalability is important in your business and how it's going to really take you from where you are today to really leveling up your business to the point where it can go from zero to five figures, five to six, six to seven, and beyond. And so who's excited? Let me know if you're excited and ready for me. I'm going to bring all of the energy today. We have 55 minutes of jam-packed value here. So over the next 55 minutes, my only ask is that you stay fully engaged and you hype me up in our chat room. If you are listening on a replay or on an audio in your car, be sure to screenshot it, tag us on social. You can tag me at Sanira Madani and you can tag us at CEO School so we know what you're loving and just gives us that firepower to keep us going. So let's get started. Oh my God, I love when we have all these international members here. We have incredible, incredible women here all over the globe. We've got New Zealand, we've got UK, we have Knoxville, Tennessee. I was actually in Knoxville, Tennessee yesterday, Caitlin. I was there for a board meeting and literally right after this experience yesterday, I flew down to Knoxville and flew back last night. And today back at Stacks headquarters, I just left Stacks headquarters, came here to the studio, going to be bringing my energy and then heading back to work to go do more incredible things. And so thank you for joining me. I know your time is so precious. And so let's begin. Fantastic. Welcome, welcome again to the CEO School Experience. I'm welcoming back so many guests from yesterday as well. If you were here yesterday, drop me a chat from how you felt on day one, what you took away. You know I gave you homework assignments. Did you get your workbook yet? And don't worry, if you don't have your workbook, if you didn't catch what happened on day one yesterday, everything you need is on the ceoschool.co/link. So you can head over to the website, www.theceoschool.co/links. Again, that's theceoschool.co/links. So you can head over there, grab your workbooks, and grab all of the resources that I'll also be sharing today. As a bonus, right, for day two, you know I'm going to be dropping another great bonus for you. If you stay till the end of the experience, I want to make sure that I give you another solid workbook on scalability. So wait till the end. You will receive the link for that particular workshop. It is going to be in Excel because we're going to be talking about numbers and profits and products today. So you are in the right place if you are a successful entrepreneur. Wherever you are in your entrepreneurial journey, if you are an entrepreneur, I believe that you are successful already because you took that leap of faith in you. And so congratulations, you are here today. It is definitely not easy to do what you've already done, which is to start a business. I'm telling you, it is so hard to even get that step of the way started. And you know what? It's even harder to scale. And so I know you're at a point where you're probably feeling that you're ready to take your business to the next level, but it feels like, you know, you're just surviving and not thriving. Systems might be breaking, or you want to do more, you just don't know how to get to the next level. You know that your product is fantastic, but you want it to be better. You want it to be great. You want to expand your customer life cycle. You want to add in different revenue streams. You want to also make your disrupt your industry and make an impact. You are ready to let go of control of all of the things that are holding you back, and you want to rip back the freedom of time that you started your business to begin with, right? And you want a team around you that can support you. You want to feel supported and wake up knowing that the business is working for you and you are not working for the business, and that it is running smoothly, effortlessly, and also scaling and growing without having to spend more time into the business. So if you are that entrepreneur, let me know that you are ready for scale and that you're ready to get to the next level. So many amazing comments here. I love that you guys learned so much about time auditing yesterday, as well as just needle movers, all of that. So if you didn't catch it yesterday, definitely do that. It's going to be amazing today, because today is all about scalability, right? So yesterday we tackled the CEO habits that I use, the top 10 lessons that I learned as CEO, right? So top lessons that I wish I knew when I started my business, when I was scaling my business. And so I went into a deep dive of those things that helped me stay productive, that helped me stay focused, that helped me stay aligned. Today is the secret sauce for 10X scalability, getting the right systems in place for your business, specifically in your product and pricing suite. So I'm going to talk about what scaling looks like. And we only have 50 minutes, so I'm going to be deep diving into two of the different areas of scaling. Tomorrow, I want to welcome you back at noon Eastern live. So wherever you are listening or tuning in from today, make sure that you tune in again tomorrow, Wednesday or Thursday again, which is going to be the final roadmap to 2%. Tomorrow is going to be all live coaching. We will leave a place for you to ask questions. Make sure that you're able to have an opportunity to be in the hot seat. I will be doing live coaching one-on-one with you, working on your business. So links are all here down below. They will be in the show notes as well for those that are listening on audio. But I cannot wait to do some hot seats and live coaching tomorrow. This is probably also going to be one of the most impactful workshops you come to every single time that I do hot seats. It's literally like my favorite thing to do as a business coach. And when I do hot seats, the takeaway for everyone else is actually my favorite part. So we're going to learn so much on the hot seats. And then your questions that you have on scaling the business, everything that you've learned from day one and day two, I will make sure that we are live answering those questions for you. And then Thursday at noon, we are going to take you to the 2% roadmap, which is going to take you to that seven-figure CEO, going from entrepreneur to CEO. And that is on day four of this experience. So this is how we'll get there, and I'm so excited to do it. So again, yesterday we covered my biggest secrets on scaling, my why, what it takes to actually stay focused, and most importantly, all these lessons that I learned. So I know I gave you some homework assignment here. Drop your whys below. Who did the homework? Who did the homework? Yes. What did you come up with as your biggest why? And just a recap for those that were not in the room yesterday, your why is why you wake up. Why is this so important for you to scale your business, right? Why is it so important for you to get, when the times get hard, what's going to actually get you out of bed? We have people that say, this is the first time they have ever done homework on their business. Well, I'm so glad, it's a great start. A lot of passion, a lot of purpose, just serve God. That's so beautiful. Know your why to show artists, Eva, to show artists that you can be a CEO too. I love that, especially in the creative space. Creating a healthcare system that honors women and doesn't neglect them. Helping people organize their way to success. So many incredible, incredible whys here. It's so important for you to put that why in the top of your, like put it on your computer, throw it up on your wall. That is what's going to get you out of bed every single day. Dana said to provide stable security, financial security with freedom of time and freedom of dollars for her family. To empower women, to uplift women so we can be independent and know our worth. This is just amazing. Okay, I want to read all of these. I want to read all of these. And so I want you to drop them into our Facebook group. I want you to drop them into our chat. I love seeing the whys. Make sure you put these front and center, not only for yourself, but for your team, right? And this should be your why, should be all over your website, all over your branding, all over your marketing, because this is why people will also buy from you. So very, very excited that we were able to cover so much yesterday and at least getting your why in place and getting the right mindset put together. Today is all about scalability though. Okay. So today's workshop is a singular workshop on scalability. We have lots to cover. So I'm going to deep dive right into it. And you already told you tomorrow we're going to be doing hot seats. Day four, we're going to do the road to 2%. And so what I want to remind you, although this is a free experience, I want you to treat it as if you have paid for this already, because how you're going to show up, how you're going to listen, how you're going to put in the work, you are going to get the most out of it. These are the tried and true playbooks that I share every time that I do high-level masterminds, high-level coaching, high-level retreats, and it's absolutely free for every single one of you here because you showed up today and you get to put in the work, but what you put in is what you're going to get out. Make friends, join the groups, make sure that you are connecting with all like-minded women here that are all here for the same exact reason you are, to scale their business, to go from entrepreneur to CEO. One of my favorite actual pieces from yesterday was when all of you made your affirmation on, I am a CEO. I almost was in tears. And last night, our team put together a little reel on the I am CEO. Shout out to Rebecca on our team. And it was just so heartwarming. I remember like getting into bed. I was so tired last night and I got home at 10 p.m. and I was like, man, it was a big day yesterday. Crushed the board meeting, FYI. So came back into bed, looked at my phone, and that was the first thing that popped up when I opened my feed. And it was all of you just telling me that you are CEO. And I'm getting to live my why every day. My why is to empower women everywhere. My why is to empower my team to define their definition of success and help them get there, and to empower each and every single one of you to define whatever that success looks like in life and in business, because you truly deserve to have it all. You truly deserve to be the CEO of your life and your business. So I appreciate all of you yesterday sharing that affirmation with me. It made me melt. And it just makes it so easy for me to show up and just pour my heart into this. So treat this experience as high level as you can to get the most out of it. And don't forget, we do have an incredible scholarship contest taking place. Laura, our launch manager, is going to be explaining the scholarship at the end of the session so that you can have a chance to win some incredible, incredible resources a year into our club, which is our membership area. You're going to receive the CEO Schools course absolutely for free at the end. You're also going to get a VIP ticket to our live event, which is going to have incredible time with me, guest speakers. We're going to have an Orlando event in September, and you are invited as a VIP, which is going to be just an incredible, incredible experience. And then also a one-on-one session with me. So this is an incredible prize package that you can apply to. And all you have to do, honestly, is just show up. So show up and apply and tell us why you deserve to have this scholarship. So let's get started. First, I'm going to calm my own energy because you guys like literally hyped me up. So I want us to get grounded, get relaxed, get centered, get focused. I want you to remove distractions. I want you to put your phone on airplane mode, or put your, like, just remove all the things around you, remove all the clutter around. Let's grab our notebooks. Right? And let's get ready to do this. For those that are audio listening to us today, if you are driving, keep driving, please. Keep doing what you're doing. And hopefully you get to catch up on the lesson part of this later. But get focused, right? Get ready to stay focused. All right. I'm going to share with you probably one of the most crazy experiences of my life, really going from founder to CEO, going from entrepreneur to CEO. So as I mentioned to all of you yesterday, I started Stacks. It was called Fat Merchant at the time. It was a payments company. It is a payments company. In 2014, I had no money in my bank account. I had zero idea of how to scale a business, how to go start a tech company, how to go build a team, all the things. And I didn't have any funding for the business either. I had pretty much run myself completely dry. I'd gone through all my savings trying to convince retailers that, you know, this payment module is going to change the game for their business. And I was just rejected. I was constantly rejected. My idea was rejected by my old bosses. I decided to take my idea and take it back to several different processors and several different banks and investors. And I kept getting rejected. I ended up living back at my parents' house and working on the business literally from my high school bedroom. And one thing that I did was I was out and about telling my story. So, you know, I've never been shy of a mic, right? I guess that's always been in my DNA. So I was getting up all around town, every coffee shop, right, that I could find, every pitch competition that I could find, telling them why Fat Merchant was going to revolutionize the way that payments were done with this fantastic, amazing subscription-based model that was so innovative for the industry. What took place is I ended up enrolling in a pitch competition. So it was like a female business plan competition. And I actually took home first prize in that competition. So I took home a giant check. It was this literally like one of those giant check, like the fake checks. And no, you can't cash those in. Those are absolutely fake. I took home a prize of $7,500 that day. It was the most amount of money I've ever made in a day. And I took that money and put it straight into the business bank account. And I survived another month, right? And then I'm like, wait, where else can I go do that? So I ended up going to another pitch competition and applying. And then I took home another $3,000. And I applied for another pitch competition at a university. I took home $25,000. And it was just like on this amazing win rate where I was applying for these venture plan competitions because I had a scalable business idea. Okay. And that's what venture and investors look for, is a scalable idea. I definitely had sales already, but it wasn't this crazy success. I had one team member, one intern, and but we were making like a big impact with this like tiny little team. And what took place is I ended up taking home almost $200,000 in prize competition wins and like commercials and marketing stuff, like all around town. So all over Orlando and all over Florida. I was just like taking the town by this, you know, every place that I could go get some funding. I was like, hey, I'm here. Let me pitch you my business idea. So it was working. And what was amazing about it, not only was I getting some cash into the business and I was putting that into Google and ads and things like that, what was really incredible was that more and more people were finding out about us. And I always say when entrepreneurs like have an idea, the worst thing that they can do is hold on to knowledge. If you start sharing your story, sharing what you're doing, talking about things, that's why I share everything. The more that I've shared, the more successful I become. And that has been fact for me, right? And so I was sharing my entire playbook. Anyone could have copied my business idea. You can't patent something like this. But it turned out to be the most beautiful thing. And that is really what true abundance mindset is. So long story short, it happened. I was able to get all of this incredible funding. Town was talking about it. I had a writer from Fast Company call me. Okay. And I had gotten some press from like the local business publications, and I had no idea. I took this interview, and it was front page Fast Company the next morning. Okay. And you must be saying, oh my God, that's the greatest thing ever. And it was honestly the greatest and the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah. The greatest and the worst thing that ever happened to me. And you're going to say, how the crazy is that the worst thing that's ever happened to you, Sanira? I would die if I was on the front page of Fast Company. It would change my business overnight. Well, guess what? It didn't. What happened was we actually had our phones were ringing off the hook. We had one phone actually in the office. We had customers trying to fax us in applications. We had investors calling us. We had to get phones installed. All the startups that were on our floor had to come help us kind of like take this volume. My family flew in, like my sister-in-law flew down from New York to come like sit in the office for literally almost 4 days. We were in the office for 24/7. Okay. But guess what? Our website crashed. We had no CRM system, which is a customer management system. We had no project planning tools. We had no scalability. We literally had post-it notes all over the wall, right? You all know how I love post-it notes, but post-it notes don't fucking scale, okay? And what took place is that greatest opportunity, we missed it. We broke. Everything broke. Our product broke. Our customer journey broke. Our funnel broke. We didn't even have a funnel. We had one place to send our customer. We didn't capture email. Okay. We couldn't like answer the phone fast enough. Our voicemails were full. We didn't have people to scale. We didn't have SOPs in place for people to actually do anything. We had no systems. And this one opportunity that every single CEO waits for happened to me, and I fucked it up. And at that moment, I promised my team one thing. that we were going to do 10x scalability, that I don't care what happened this next year, we were going to focus on scale. And 10x scalability became our thematic goal. So we said, forget it. New customers, we'll take them one at a time. We're going to get back to the basics. And we are going to focus on getting our foundation right. We're going to get our house put together. We're going to build for scale. We're going to, post-it notes are great, but they're not going to, these are not processes that are going to scale. We're going to get the right teams in place. We're going to get the right systems in place. We're going to get the right tools in place, the right processes in place, and get the right product suite. We're going to look at our pricing. We're going to update our website, right? We didn't have any of this. And so that moment of 10x scalability, I want to remind each and every single one of you that no matter where you are in your business, today is when you need to be thinking about scale. Today. Not when you were at that point when you had that opportunity, because when it comes, you're going to miss it. And as you're scaling, you're going to miss it. And so this is why scalability is so important for me. This is one of the biggest, hardest lessons that I learned. And at that moment, I went from founder and entrepreneur to CEO. And that's where my CEO hat went on. How can I create systems for me and my team today to go build a business? And at that time, it was the next milestone was $1 million business. I could not have gotten to $1 billion business if I didn't set the foundation for $1 million business. Okay. And we start here on day one. It's never, never too early. So we have to begin with scaling in mind. Absolutely, Bonnie. Okay. So what would happen to you, right? What would happen to you if you were in my shoes today, in that day, 2014, November of 2014? What would happen if you had 10x sales overnight? Would you get burnt out? Would you be able to actually cover those sales? Would you have to put in 10x the worst work? Would you actually even be able to capture it? Right? You wouldn't be able to. You would be feeling burnt out. It would be all of the above. You would have to put in 10x the work because your systems would not do it for you. And today in this lesson, I want you to know that at this point, what has worked is great, but it's no longer applicable. We are playing at a net new level here at CEO School, okay? We are building a business for long term. I'm going to help you build a business of longevity, right? That is truly scalable. And today I'm going to share with you the levers of scalability. I'm going to show you how you run your business to decide that. Because scalability is of two things. Scalability is, again, not just in profits, right? Yesterday I talked a lot about the currency, right? Profits are a currency. Money is a currency, but time is also a currency, right? So you determining what your level of success is, stop letting the world define what your success is. By the end of this workshop and the homework assignment, you are going to determine what your success looks like, so that you can run your business and pull the right levers of scalability. And how we're going to do that today, we're going to talk about your product and your pricing suite. And currently, you want to make a bigger impact, right? As CEO, let me know if this is you, all right? You have a clear vision for the products and how you want this to drive your business model, but you don't have a roadmap for it. You know you need X in your product suite. You know you need Y in your product. You need this revenue stream. You just don't know how to get there. You are feeling overwhelmed and completely overbooked, burnt out, wearing every single hat, playing every single role. You are the CEO. You are the salesperson. You are the ops person. You are customer support. You are the copywriter. You are the social media specialist. You are the everything. You are the janitor, right? Like, you are literally everything in your business. All of it, all of the hats. Again, yesterday we talked about you being CEO. You're supposed to be the generalist, but you need specialists, right? And you don't just need specialists. You need systems to help you specialize. I don't want you to be this burnt out. And when you look forward, your business actually runs you, right? When we're wearing all of these different hats, you're not ready for 10x sales. You're not ready for 10x scalability. You want it, but you're not there. But let me remind you why you started a business in the first place, right? You're proud of the work that you've put in, what you're selling, what you're doing, and you want to positively impact the world with your product, whether it be a physical product that you're selling, whether it be a digital product that you're doing, whether it be a service that you're providing. You're doing this because you want to make an impact. You also started a business because you wanted freedom of time. You left your 9 to 5 to not work 24/7, right? And as entrepreneurs, we all know, and I'm not saying that it's not the case, but there are seasons of that. It shouldn't be all the time. You want to feel energized from your business. You don't want it to feel like a drain. And you want that energy back. Like when you're starting a business, you have the craziest amount of energy. But when you're scaling it, that's when the biggest drain comes. And yes, Olive, thinking of scaling is intimidating for me. It is, but I don't want it to be. I'm going to hold your hand. It's not that difficult. It's just about taking it one piece at a time, right? We're not going to have everything in place for scale. We're still scaling, right? It's supposed to break at every level. But this is a continual journey. I'm going to share with you an example of, I'm going to talk about nutrition here and how this can apply to business. So I'm going to come back to that. Lastly, freedom of dollar. You run your business because you want to have that freedom of dollar and those finances and at your energy level. You started a business because you wanted to work on your zone of genius, not all of the other bullshit, right? So what does systems do is when you have these three levers, okay? So write these down and take the notes here. And don't worry, these are in our workbooks. We're going to continue to deep dive further into these. These are the three levers of scale: scalable profits, scalable processes, and scalable people. Okay. So what is scalability? Scalability just means growing your revenue faster than your cost. Okay. You're experiencing amazing, exponential, profitable growth. It means that you have the ability to use your resources, time, dollars, team, strategically to get better results while spending less and doing less, right? That is what scalability looks like. We all want that. And the levers of scalability are those, again, it's people, process, and product. And particularly today, it's also on pricing. So we're going to break each of these down, but today we're going to focus on product and pricing. So scaling through your product means that having a product suite that actually addresses your customer's journey, okay? Who's heard of the term customer journey before? I'm going to take a quick water break in my, yeah, go ahead, Judge. I don't know if you guys can see me while I take a water break. That was a 100-ounce water bottle that I've been carrying and it works. Okay, because it's a system. Okay, product. So scaling your product, no, they can't see. Okay. Scaling your product through your customer journey life cycle just means that your customers are going from point A to point Z, right? And they're going to have a transformation at every step of the way for your product. And I promise you, this can be applied to your product-based company, your service-based. It doesn't matter what industry type you're in. You have to know what your customer transformation and journey is all the way. And I'm not talking about the customer journey from a marketing and sales funnel standpoint. I'm talking about from a product delivery standpoint of what the actual product is. Would you say it's the same as customer experience? No, I'm not talking about the customer experience. I am talking about your actual product suite. Okay. So I'm talking about what products are you currently delivering? So and I will give some examples here, and I'm going to give CEO School as an example. So one of our products is a podcast. Our next level product is our club. That's a product, right? So that's a product. At Stacked, our software and the different levels of our software is a product, right? So we have a starter, growth, and these are the three plans that we have, and you get more features with that. Those are our products. As a product company, a physical goods company, right? You can have a product suite, right? That expands over time. So there's plenty of examples. Everybody has a product suite. It's what your customer either tangibly gets or what does that service and our good look like? And there is a way to actually scale your product, and people miss that. People are always looking at other ways to expand. You actually have it right in front of you. You might just need to optimize your one major product, your hero product, your MVP, your minimally viable product, and or you need to diversify your current income streams to add to it, right? So you're going to have a hero product, your first product that you've created. So I see many of you might be in skincare product. You might have one product that is your hero product, right? And then you can expand over that, like through time. I recently did a podcast with the CEO of Bloom. And when she started her product journey, she had a subscription-based tampon, clean tampon product. And that's how she started. But what she realized is that her customers didn't just need the tampons, they needed other products adjacent to it when they were on their periods. So then she expanded into acne products that are during the time of the period. So that she expanded her product line. So we need to be thinking about how we can diversify your product line. And two, we need to be strategically thinking about pricing, okay? A strategy of scale through pricing implies that getting to the optimal profit margin for each product and also figuring out what is the highest price your client would pay without sacrificing profitability or volume or quality is what I want to add, right? So that is called pricing optimization. When I first started Fat Merchant, now Stacks, my first plan price was $29 per month was our pricing plan when I started. And over time, and it took 8 years to evolve, but now my average take home per client is over $299 per month per client. So we've 10x'd our pricing. And this is something I find all the time with female entrepreneurs is when we come to market with a product, we leave it exactly there. We launch a membership, we launch a course, we launch a product offering, a one-on-one service, a widget, a skincare product. We have this one pricing model. We don't ever expand it over time. And as women, we discount our own pricing. So it's important for us to look at pricing levers to say, are we priced correctly in the market? So we're going to be going through the pricing optimization. And over time, what you will find is that you can make those changes. The third part about scaling is through process, right? Process is what truly helps you scale. These are the systems, and the power of systems is amazing. I've done a lot of trainings on the power of specific systems and having the right project planning tools, having the right SOPs in place for your team, which are standard operating procedures, and so many ways to automate your business, right? Yesterday, we talked about do, delegate, and delete. The delegate part is really important in this process element. Your business needs to have processes in place to scale. And lastly, the next and final lever for scale is people, right? Scaling via people means having a clear and direct standard of procedure so that you can delegate to your team. I find so often that female entrepreneurs tell me, Snira, I try to hire, or I have a VA, or I have a social media person, and I have this and I have that, but people, honestly, they just don't get it. It's so difficult. And I feel like I'm still having to wear every hat because it's not done right. How many of you feel that way about your people, right? Or contractors or people on your team? You still feel like you have to do the job because it's just not good enough. Right? Let me know in the chat. So many of you, right? So many of you, absolutely, because we haven't given them an SOP. So Pragna, I hope I'm saying your name right. She asked, what does an SOP stand for? Standard operating procedure, okay? And a standard operating procedure is just a document, and it can look in several different formats. It could be a video, it could be an outline, and we're gonna be sharing later our SOP process, but it's just creating a simple template to say, this is how we get the job done. And so having standard operating procedures for your people helps them actually help you scale. There's a lot more to cover on the people topic. In the course, we have an entire dedicated module that is out, like literally tons of content in there about hiring, about firing, about scaling, about training, about SOPs, about centers of excellence, about so many different things that relates to people. But today, I just want you to take note that people can help you scale. So let's get out of that mentality that you have to be the one to do it. We're literally squashing that today, okay? So reminder, okay, these are all the different ways to scale, right? And that can feel really overwhelming, okay? I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I want you to feel excited. I want you to know that you have what it takes to scale your business. That is what I want to show you. There are all of these different avenues. We're not gonna do all of these avenues all at once. We have to stay focused. Any route can get you there, but trying to do them all at once will not, okay? So as the type A women that I know we are, we want everything and we want it today and we want it right now and we want it to be perfect. That is not a CEO mentality. That is a entrepreneur mentality. That is a founder mentality. Put your fucking CEO hat on, right? That is what we are here for. Let's put our CEO hat on and let's pick one thing at a time. And that is how we're going to scale. And I don't mean to give you the harsh reality of it, but I really want to help you level up as a CEO. That is what's going to help you scale. And nothing is going to be perfect. We don't want to strive for perfection. That means we're not doing it right. We want to strive for 80-20, right? We want to strive to make sure that 80% of it feels amazing and ready for market. And the 20%, we're constantly optimizing. Stop putting the pressure on yourself of perfection. This is why less than 2% of female founders ever break a million in revenue. Because we're so focused on perfection that we can't see the forest through the trees. It's in our faces. And we have to zoom out. Okay? So first, we're going to identify what we want to scale. Okay? Why you want to scale. You identified that yesterday. And today, we're going to zoom out into your current product suite and the pricing to help you get there. Next, after that, we're going to choose the best avenue for scale next and how to achieve it. So that's what we're going to do now. So scaling through product, we've talked enough about this, but I want you to see, do I need to create new product offerings outside of the current product offerings that I have today? Or do I need to improve my current product offering, right? Have you taken that customer feedback on your product? During the course, we talk about first 100 customers, and it's so important for you to listen to your first 100 customers or your first 10 customers on what is working in your product, right? What do they love about it? What do they not like about it? Sometimes we're so shy to not like to run away from that feedback. I call it feed forward, right? You need that feed forward to get better. And you have to improve your hero product first. Okay, your hero product is your primary product. And without that being ready, you can't scale the other things, right? Does your product need a faster turnaround? Or can you split it up, right? Can you take a heavy product and turn it into a smaller product offering and have multiple product offerings? You need to actually, maybe you have a great product and maybe you need to strengthen your sales funnel. Maybe you need to have remove some offerings because it might be confusing in your product suite, right? And maybe we need to delegate or automate a product so that we can scale to the next level. So that is what we're going to do on product. I'm going to share with you our example of CEO school. So the first thing that we're going to do is identify our customer journey. And you're like, why am I going to talk about customer journey right now when I'm going to talk about products? Because your customer journey is actually what's going to define your product suite. Okay? Let me know if you're following along. Your customer journey and their transformation is actually what you should be selling. That's your products. Those are the products that your customers want. So for CEO school, our first journey from going from point A to B and then B to C and then C to D goes like this. Our customers, our ideal customer, she goes from being a wantrepreneur to an entrepreneur and to confidently communicating her ideas as a leader. So she wants leadership skills. She wants to start a business. Maybe she's just started a business, but she just wants community. Then once she has that, she's feeling fine, but she's feeling overwhelmed, right? She's maybe started her product, but she wants successful sales. She wants to scale her business now to the six figures and seven figures like a CEO, right? That is what is the next step of her journey. Once she feels like a successful, established, and confident CEO, she wants to have confidence in her seven-figure CEO abilities. She wants to continue to optimize her products and her team and scale further than where she is today. So that is my customer's journey, right? You guys are all at some point of that customer journey, right? And our product suite is defined by our customer journey, right? So going from entrepreneur to entrepreneur and communicating as a leader and getting community and getting resources, that's the club. That is our product. That is our membership area that's dedicated to community, right? That is dedicated to resources for them. That's dedicated to talking about leadership and other areas that they can scale their business. But they may be at that next level where they have some of these resources, but they want specific playbooks. They want to scale to a six-figure entrepreneur or a seven-figure entrepreneur, right? And they want to do it like a CEO. This product offering, I didn't have in my product suite. And I want to share that with you because it's okay not to have something, but it's important for you to define it. Because when we complete one product, which our first product was a club, then we can focus on other things. And it doesn't have to be in the perfect order, because we actually are established CEOs, are six-figure CEOs who are already scaling to seven and seven and beyond that wanted intimate settings. We had one-on-ones and masterminds for them. We had retreats, et cetera, for them. So in my product suite, we literally had the club, and then we had live events, but we had this middle product journey missing. And I want to talk about the entire customer journey, because it's not just the club or the live retreats, right? It starts beyond that, right? We provide high level, we provide content every single day for free. Highest volume is on our social. We're pumping out 6 to 7 pieces of content every single day across our channels, right? And we're talking about entrepreneurship. We're reaching our audience. Then we bring her into the podcast, right? How many of you guys listen to CEO School podcast? I love you guys so much. And if the podcast listeners are out here listening today, I love you so much. You make my heart the happiest. This podcast was the way how we started this journey. But we take them from social into the podcast. It's also high volume, and there's no cost to listen to the podcast. From the podcast, now they're ready to level up and they join the club. It's high volume and it's low cost. It's not a very high price point. It's $99 a month. Tons of value in the club. And you get the planner and all of the subscription boxes. So we'll share that with you later to sign up after this journey is over. But the club is the next level. It's that community. Then when she advances into the next journey, I had a piece that was missing, right? Which is a medium volume, medium cost product. But that's okay. We didn't have to get there right away. From there, we had lower volume and higher cost on live retreats. And then finally, our highest level was a mastermind, which is the most highest cost, but you can only do minimum quantity in that. So what that looks like for us is a backwards triangle. I think there's a slide in here next somewhere in regards to that. But first, I want you to say, what is your easiest product to scale? What is like the lowest hanging fruit? And what is the most time intensive that is there for each of these different product offerings? I know you want to do it all, but I wanted to show you our journey here that we didn't start by having all of the product suites. This is our third year in business as CEO School, and we are finally going to complete the product suite this month, right? But it took the last 3 years to get there. Number two is all about pricing. Okay. And I'm going to run through these concepts with you. And do not worry, we have a worksheet associated with this that is going to be your homework assignment. We also have a video that is going to go with it. It's a short video that our team has put together. So you can actually just do the worksheet and actually determine your product suite and your pricing. So pricing is super important. So here's this triangle that I was looking for, right? Your product offering needs to look like a backwards triangle. If you are in service, or if you are in a digital offering, if you are in a offering for a product, a physical product, it might look different, right? But you still have to take into consideration the volume and the cost. So your more luxury items, and I'll show you how this works on both applications, right? So for CEO School examples, our highest volume, no cost is social, all the way down to our lowest volume, highest cost is a one-on-one, right? So you can book a one-on-one with me. It's pretty damn expensive and I cannot scale it, right? And so these are the different ways that we are able to price our offerings as well, right? So you cannot have the highest volume at the highest cost. So your pricing, and I know this visualization does help a lot, so I'm glad that we were able to get there on here. And for those, it's the same thing for physical products. So if you have a wine company, right, that's going to be my next company, right? So when I have a wine company, I may have a subscription model for it. I may have my mid-tier model for it. And then I may have a luxury wine that's super exclusive that I can't make too much of, but that's the most expensive product, right? So again, it can be applied to any single vertical and industry type. So you are going to put this in practice today with your product offering and your pricing. And how to identify what is the pricing flexibility? I want you guys to dig deep and say, if I charged X amount more for my product, what could that look like, right? And take a look at what industry benchmarks are. You'd be surprised that you might be over industry benchmarks and you might not be priced. You may have to lower your price because you are not optimized in that. Or what I mostly find is that as female entrepreneurs, we're definitely underpriced in the marketplace. So I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you now and over the next hopefully 8 weeks to get this pricing optimization correct. And then we're going to talk about the personal metrics, right? So pricing is also about your clients. Are they getting amazing results? Do you have those testimonials? Maybe your first offerings are at a lower price point because you are building up your name. So we have an incredible CO School alumni, Neri Desai, who has an incredible coaching program for immigrants. When she started her pricing, she didn't have a lot of clients. So she had to start with her one-on-one offering. Now she has group coaching and her pricing has changed because she's been able to have so many success stories. We need to value the effort that we also put in and value the experience that we gain. And so we will help you as a community to price effectively. And again, don't be afraid to test, okay? You don't have to blanket change everything, do everything. Facts plus gut, right? Data plus gut is how I operate. And we as women have the most amazing intuition. We have to trust our intuition. We have to trust our three brains, right? Our three brains are our gut, our heart, and our mind. And what we sometimes ignore is the mind. We ignore the facts. So let's go gather the facts. Let's go ask our customers and let's go get our product suite right. So here is our example in real time. I'm going to walk you through some math. Okay. So our goal at CO School, when we were first year in business, was to become a seven-figure business within a year. Okay. We launched the business and within the first 6 months, okay, this was our current product offering. Okay. And the year, this is what we had done. So we had our podcast and we had a freebie associated with the podcast. So we had a $37 downloadable digital workbook. And that was a smaller price point, but again, it was the highest volume that we had, which translated to about 200 units sold. Okay. And the next product that we introduced, our core product, was the club. It's a $99 per month product, which translates to $1,200 annually per customer, right? And we had sold about 250 members into the club, which yielded $300,000 in annual revenue. And we had all these middle point products that were missing, but we just had the club and then we had high level coaching. And our first 2.0 program was at $25,000. It was so expensive. It was worth it. All of our CEOs were able to achieve seven-figure plus businesses, right? Almost all of them, but it was not accessible, right? And that was something that was really, really important to me. And that was probably the reason that many of you saw that there was a partnership ending through that, right? Because I wanted to build a business for impact and not just have high-level product offerings that was not accessible. The entire mission of CEO School is to have accessible knowledge, right? All of this knowledge, bringing in everyone's amazing knowledge so that more women, right, can scale their businesses. But this was the first year in business. We had a 2.0 coaching program at a high level cost, but we couldn't scale it because it takes a lot of intense effort to work with these students all year long. So not bad for our first 6 months into business, our first year in business, $557,000 in revenue, right? But we had strong audiences to begin with. You might be at any different place in this journey. So I just wanted to share ours. Again, I want to help you think about what is the one thing that we can focus on that's scaling that helps us get closer to our goal. What we realized was that the club was great, but it was missing the next level component, which was a VIP version, okay? A VIP version at $299 was missing. That freebie, Live Learn Dream, you said, how is a freebie $37? It's a paid lead magnet. Yes, the freebie was the podcast, but we were selling a $37 lead magnet. We decided to get rid of that. That $37, if you look back, only equated to 1.3% of our revenue. It's better for us to go back and delete it. This is what I'm saying, that sometimes your pricing, it's not just about pricing up. It's about pricing strategically. So we actually got rid of the $37 offering completely. And maybe you can do that in your business. What is something so that is not that's there that we're providing value? We're like, let's just actually open it up for free. And instead of it, us driving 200 leads from it, guess what? We drove 14,000 leads from it, right? Which helped us sell more products into the journey. And so that, and yes, you could still get the freebie. These are all freebies. There's plenty of freebies that we have. Okay, so going back to this case study on this revenue breakdown. Then we added the boardroom. And instead of doing the 10 people for coaching at the 2.0 program, right? We decided to break that up into live events and make it smaller. So again, going back to my product journey of we had a good product. The 2.0 product was incredible. It was just really intense, really time intense. My time intense, students' time intense. How could I break that down? We ended up offering a $7,500 retreat, and we were able to do that multiple times in the year. So we actually ended up making more money. We doubled our revenue. Okay, so we doubled our revenue here from 2.0 by breaking it out and actually became more energy manageable. Guess what? We didn't change a thing. The amount of time that I spent into the business, right? This is 2021, by the way. Sorry, there's a typo on our slide. This is 2021. And this was 2020, okay? So without changing the products, just adding to the product journey, right? Taking club to adding the boardroom and taking a 2.0, a heavy program and creating a, and splitting it up, right? And charging less for it. Charging less for it, we made more because we optimized our product and our pricing. And guess what? Now, as we scale further, we knew that going back when I showed you my journey, I have a product missing, the course, right? Whereas this middle point accessibility, that it's not the price point of the club, the low price point. It's not the high end live events. It's this middle tier offering, the medium price, the medium volume. Right? Brilliant. Yes, it is brilliant. You can apply this exact playbook in your business, whether you have a wine company, a product company, a service company, a one-on-one company, a whatever you are doing. I want to learn all. If you are a dentist, right? You can apply these product suite offerings to your business today. And that is scalability. This module itself has literally changed. I did this with Aneri's business at a live retreat. And literally, we took her business within 10 minutes of a hot seat. We did this. 10 minutes of a hot seat. We took her business from doing six figures in business to $1 million this year. And she is on track to hit her $1 million a year already based on just expanding the product suite. Can this be applied to a bakery? I believe so, right? I don't know what you do in your bakery, but I'm sure you have specialty items and cakes and things that you're going to sell in lesser volume. Wedding cakes would be a high-tier item. Right? To think about time and cost. Time is your currency, okay? And your skill set is your currency. If you have invested so much time into getting, if you've done 100 wedding cakes at this point and you've perfected something, that can be applied. Fitness, absolutely, right? One-on-one coaching your clients is personal training versus adding in a group coaching program. Different price point. You can do more volume. Again, work backwards from your goals to set your future sales goals. I am so glad all this just chat is like blowing up my heart right now. Yes, shoe store, everything you can apply. And I'm going to show you how to apply it, right? So we're going to work backwards from your goal to set your future goals. So here's how we're going to do this. We've got 7 minutes left. I want you to pay attention right now, okay? Pay attention. Define what your annual revenue goal is. So for this example, let's say you have a six-figure annual goal, $100,000. So what is that monthly goal? Divide that up by 12. So you know that you have to hit $8,333 of revenue per month to hit your annual goal, right? And if you're currently selling one product, right? If you're selling one product, whatever that price point of that product is, let's take Aneri's example, right? She was charging $997 for that product. She needed to sell almost nine, right? Eight to nine of her services of that price point to hit her target, right? So that was her goal. Her goal was to sell 8 to 9 units per month, right? It's so basic to work backwards. But this is just one way. So we break that down, and this is simple. You've done this basic arithmetic before, but it's not just simple as dividing it by 12 and dividing it by your price point. That's today's goal. I want you to focus on your output of where you want to spend your energy, right? Where can you optimize your sales? Where can you optimize your product offering through the levers that we just talked about? And once your product suite is set, your price point is set, then you can decide on your goal units to set, right? Shazia is asking about fixed costs or investment costs. Right now, we're not talking about fixed costs today. We're not talking about optimizing your take home. We are talking about your revenue and your price point and your product offering, what your customers pay, not what your internal pricing is. That's going to come later on, right? But it's important for, and you can work backwards with that. So if you are a baker, right, or if you have a product and you're selling this post-it note right here and it costs you $2, make sure that you're taking into account your margin. That's where margins are super important. So when we talk about price point, when you go back through this module, you will see that I talked about optimization of price based on industry. So does your industry have a 50% margin? That's how you can determine what your cost should be and what your pricing should be as well. So here is your assignment. Okay, who's ready for an assignment? Do you understand the assignment today? Okay. This assignment, I'm going to give you this worksheet, okay? It's theceoschool.co/links. You guys made it all the way through. I'm so proud of you. And it is super simple. We're going to do our product suite. I want you to map out your product journey. You can take a bunch of post-it notes and you can type, like you can write out how your customer goes from point A to point B to point C, okay? And then I want you to write your product names out. If you have way too many products, if you are a physical goods store, maybe you need to consolidate it. So maybe just theme them out into certain categories, right? So I don't need you to list every single cupcake that you sell, but you can have cupcakes as a category, right? And then for our service-based entrepreneurs, right? What are the services that you offer? Write these down and you will just literally, when you do this basic, when you see it, this is what I talk about of zooming out of your business. When you're able to zoom out, you are then able to see, oh, here's what I can optimize. Here's what it is. Do a little bit of research and see where your pricing optimization is. And this worksheet will tell you how many units you're going to sell today and what your optimized state looks like. All right, team, can you guys throw up the final link for the CEO School link back on my screen, please? Let's go to this link. That is the assignment. Everything you need is on the links page, theceoschool.co/links. And I want you tonight to zoom out, okay? And I want you to set your goals for each product. And it's okay if you don't have a product offering in that customer journey, you can just say coming, right? I knew I had something missing. And I wanted to share that with you that it doesn't need to be perfect, right? That is how we scale. We take it one piece at a time, okay? And so everything you need is on this page at theceoschool.co/links. And I want you tonight to tell me what your revenue goals we are setting for this year. When we hit the scale, and don't worry, we're going to talk about optimizing systems and profits and margins and all of that too. But what is that end goal? What are the goals for your sales for each of your different products and at what price point? Okay, that is the assignment. Do you understand the assignment? Yes, amazing. Laura, take it away.
Oh, I'm blown away. I'm sat here literally taking all the notes. let's give Sunira some love in the chat, please.
I don't think we can hear Laura, so I will take over. We have an amazing scholarship contest, and all you have to do is refresh the page, theceoschool.co/links, and you will also see the application to the scholarship. Be sure you apply, right? So be sure you apply so we can get you guys the free course, a year in a club, a VIP ticket to the live event, a one-on-one session, all the perks. We want to make sure knowledge is accessible. And then tomorrow, there are going to be 3 hot seat selections of winners. So if you have showed up for day 1 and day 2, you are eligible to apply. And just apply. Tell me why we should pick you for a hot seat. And you will know, so we will let you know in the morning who selected. So we're going to run through applications tonight. We'll make sure that our team reaches out to you and you will be ready to come on live for a hot seat. You can also submit your questions to us ahead of time. So if your hot seat doesn't get selected, we are still going to use those applications and questions that you have for the hot seat. And we're going to use them for the entire hour tomorrow. Do not miss tomorrow's workshop. We are going to take our learnings and do them live. And once you see some of these examples, I will be picking different industry types. I love picking different industry types to show that these lessons are valuable across all industries, okay? And so we're gonna pick three hot seats. You figured three different industry types is what I'm gonna pick. And I'm going to pick different styles of business and I'm gonna pick different places of revenue. So I'm gonna show you how this can apply at every stage of your business. Even I'm gonna pick a seven-figure entrepreneur. So I've got seven-figure entrepreneurs in the room. I'm gonna show you how to take your seven-figure business to the next level, okay? So at any point, wherever you are, we're gonna do this. There isn't a workbook for today. It's a worksheet for today. The workbook was from yesterday. So download the worksheet as well. And if you don't have the workbook, you can download the workbook. All the resources are on the same link. And to apply for the scholarship and for the hot seat, you have to go to theceoschool.co/win, okay? Slash win. And if we can update that link also onto the links, that would be amazing. That's it. That's what's coming. Tomorrow's day three. Tomorrow's hot seats. Tomorrow's live coaching. You're going to see me in my best element without a deck, face-to-face, one-on-one. It's going to be magic. I will see you beautiful faces tomorrow at noon Eastern, 12 Eastern. And if you are catching the replay, let me know. Definitely be tagging us on social. We are sharing about all of the amazing, beautiful entrepreneurs that are in the room with us today. So tag us, share it on social, invite your friends to tomorrow's workshop as well. I will see you tomorrow at noon. I cannot wait for the next day of our CEO school experience. Mira is out again.